Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. In this episode, we're talking with Andrew Wafter with Ensemble Health Partners. He's breaking down what we need to do to improve our ability to innovate in healthcare. You talk often about a health system CFO who said, if we don't figure out technology innovation as an industry, big tech will. Then we will either buy from them or end up working for them. So why has this stuck with you so much?
I think there's several reasons why that kind of stood out for me. And one is to hear a healthcare industry leader talk about the need for innovation, but also talk about both the hope and the risk of that innovation coming from outside of our industry. When we look at history, we see that there's several attempts that have been made by big tech to really innovate and try to transform the healthcare industry. And recently we've seen that some of those attempts have, you know, failed, that the big tech has stepped back. And that's caused a lot of discussion about, will healthcare be able to successfully figure out technology innovation? If the big tech folks can't do it, the Googles of the world, the Amazons of the world, where do we expect transformative ideas to come from? Who do we think is going to have that size and organizational strength to make innovation a reality and bring the transformation of healthcare we've been waiting for? So that's a big reason that idea and conversation has really stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all great questions. So when we really talk about failure in healthcare innovation, in your experience, what do you think are some of the driving factors of this?
Well, I think there's a lot of driving factors for what we're looking for in innovation. We've got challenges throughout healthcare with increasing labor costs, especially post-COVID-19. As inflation continues to grow, we have significant staff shortages. We've got burnout from teams that have been, you know, working, you know, burning the midnight oil or burning the candle at both ends. And we've got shrinking margins. We continue to see margin pressure within the healthcare industry. And so there's a lot of question on how are we going to continue? And innovation is really required to drive some of those factors, but those factors also make it very challenging to implement any new innovation.
Yeah, so I noticed that one thing you didn't say was a shortage of ideas. That's not an issue. So if we have all these innovators bringing these ideas to the table, in your opinion, why aren't they coming to fruition?
Yeah, we really don't have a shortage of good ideas. The beautiful thing about healthcare as an industry is we've got some really smart people, and they've got really good ideas. If you take the time to sit down and talk through some of the problems, you'll hear all kinds of great ideas. What we do have is a challenge or a dearth of fertile ground where those ideas can actually turn into implementable innovation that can really be successfully scaled across our industry. I've studied innovation, and I've got a lot of colleagues who've studied innovation. We know that the uncomfortable truth is that it's not the ideas by themselves that matter. It's really only the execution of those good ideas that makes a difference. Within healthcare, we've struggled with that industry-wide execution and adoption of the good ideas that we come up with internally. Sometimes it's complex regulatory framework that chokes out our transformational ideas. And of course, that framework's been put in a place over many years, piece by piece, in an attempt to really protect healthcare quality. But sometimes we trip over our own protection within healthcare. Other times, the ideas never get connected with the right teams. There's no one who can validate them, no one who can test them, no one who has the right resources to really take those ideas and let them grow. Occasionally, we get some ideas that get picked up by, you know, some startup companies that are very agile, they're nimble, they move quick, and they're really able to prove those ideas because they have risk-taking leaders who are able to go out and pursue those new ideas. But the challenge then becomes that they struggle to really achieve broad industry adoption because of our general low tolerance for risk in healthcare. And so I think It's really a combination of some of those factors that have given us the challenges we have in really bringing innovation to the healthcare marketplace.
Yeah, and it seems almost like what you're saying is basically synonymous with what you call the network effect. So can you maybe give us some good examples of the network effect and maybe things that have worked?
Yeah, I've shared with a lot of people that my belief is that innovation to really thrive requires a network effect. And the network effect is really the access and connection of multiple resources around a singular problem. And as the connections with resources and people with skill sets grows, that network effect multiplies or is even exponential in its ability to impact innovation. The internet is a great example of the network effect. If we didn't have broad adoption, if we didn't have a lot of people using the internet, the value of the internet would be marginal to nothing. The idea and the value of the internet really comes from connecting us, creating a network where we can actually share ideas and connect with the right resources. And so innovation needs that same network effect. It needs the idea to get connected with the right resources so it can really grow past the challenges and the problems and the roadblocks that are inevitable with any kind of transformation. So each new challenge that an idea faces becomes a node in that network. And when you get the right people and resources that apply their skills to that problem and they grow the network, then innovation can continue to happen. Innovation never happens because of one great inventor, right? There's this idea that we've been taught in school that there's this great man theory of innovation. You've got your Thomas Edisons and your Albert Einsteins. But really, when you look deeper, the true innovation and impact didn't come from that one person. It came from the persistent effort of a diverse team of problem solvers who took an idea that may have come from one person, but it was the team that really made it happen.
Yeah, I love that thought. So when we're thinking about healthcare and innovation, what are some things that we can do now to really help foster these environments that are supporting that, not only the innovative thinking, but promoting that network effect?
Yeah, it's time that we really explore building our relationships, explore our partnerships across verticals within the healthcare industry that may not have always cooperated. So healthcare providers, payers, vendors, other interested parties should really try to connect and work together so that we can not only share our success stories, which we do a good job in our industry conferences. We like to talk about, hey, this is what one health system did and how they've had success. But we need a network where we can also share our failures and our problems so that we can tap into the ideas of others and help incubate those good ideas and see them grow into something that, with the help of that network effect, can really be an industry level transformation. Really, innovation is best ensured when we're all working together. Mm-hmm. And a great example of this from healthcare is what we often think of as one of the most innovative, exciting, transformational events in healthcare, which was the discovery of penicillin. You know, we all think about Alexander Fleming coming back to his lab after his vacation and seeing that his colonies of bacteria had been contaminated by mold, which had killed the bacteria. And we think, wow, that was amazing. That changed all of healthcare. But really, it was more than a decade since Alexander Fleming discovered that and wrote it up that made any difference. It took a team of people, and it really took a team of people who weren't even working directly with Alexander Fleming, folks like Howard Florey and Ernst Borsch, Chain, who would really work to discover how do we make the process that extract that purified penicillin out of the mold? How do we turn this into an industrial manufacturing process? How do we get this into a drug and test it and get it out to society? And it was that team that was able to identify and ramp up that innovation, that idea that really brought penicillin to the world during World War II. And it has since changed our entire industry of healthcare and saved countless lives because a good team worked together. And that's the kind of innovation and effort that we need within healthcare, working together take good ideas and bring them across our entire industry.
Yeah, definitely. I think those were some really great insights, and I think they're really going to help encourage folks in the healthcare space to think past just the development of that one big idea. Is there anything else you want to leave us with today, or any last thoughts?
Yeah, I think that just getting past the barrier of perceived competition is going to be important. As we continue to work together, areas where we've had friction in the past, we need to exchange competition for what I call co-opetition, where we can work together even when we don't always have aligned incentives. Find the areas where we can work together, find the incentives that we can align, and let's push to a better future.
That's great. Well, thank you, Andrew. We appreciate you joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much.
This podcast was produced by Ensemble Health Partners, a leading innovator in revenue cycle management, helping healthcare providers improve financial outcomes and patient experiences with unrivaled operational expertise and best-in-class technology and automation.